SBS اردو ہماری کہانیاں فیس بک پر شیئر کیجیے۔
ویسٹرن آسٹریلیا میں خود ساختہ قرنطینہ پر عمل نہ کرنے پر ایک خاتون پر $5,000 کا جرمانہ عائد کر دیا گیا ہے۔ پاکستان سے تعلق رکھنے والا یہ خاندان حال ہی میں سڈنی سے پرتھ بہتر ملازمت کے سلسلے میں منتقل ہوا تھا۔ خود ساختہ قرنطینہ کے لیے 3 چھوٹے بچوں، والد و والدہ پر مشتمل خاندان نے کچھ عرصے کے لیے ایک فلیٹ کرائے پر لیا اور کھانا آن لائن منگوایا، لیکن ایک دن جب پولیس نے فلیٹ کا دورہ کیا تو پتہ چلا کہ خاتون گھر پر موجود نہیں تھیں۔ سی سی ٹی وی کی مدد سے پولیس کو یہ بھی پتہ چلا کہ خاتون 2 دن پہلے بھی قرنطینہ سے باہر نکلی ہیں۔ پرتھ میجسٹریٹ کورٹ نے ویسٹرن آسٹریلیا ایمرجنسی مینجمنٹ ایکٹ کے تحت خاتون پر قرنطینہ کی 2 دفعہ خلاف ورزی پر $5,000 جرمانہ عائد کیا۔ خاتون کے وکیل رابرٹ لومبارڈی کا کہنا ہے کہ ان کی موکلا گھر سے اپنے بچوں کے لیے سودا لینے کی تھیں، انہیں اپنے اس عمل پر شرمندگی ہے۔ اسی بارے میں میں نے وکیل رابرٹ لومبارڈی سے گفتگو کی ہے، یہ گفتگو انگریزی میں ہے۔
To a state, certainly here in WA, you have to self-quarantine for 14 days because of the COVID situation. Everyone has to do this, you know, whether you come over for work or for returning to Perth or for whatever reason, it's for everyone. So because they came over with their 3 young children, so there's 5 of them all up. Now, because they didn't have a house here in Perth, because they weren't from Perth, they just booked into a Mantra hotel here in the city and just self-quarantined in there. Now, what I mean by self-quarantine is that they didn't have the police or the ADF stationed at the hotel like some hotels do have. That's why it's called self-quarantining. It goes on trust. You're meant to stay in for 14 days and not go out. You're meant to order food or online, etc. But they don't have police stationed outside the hotel like they do for other hotels where the government requests you to go there and they've got, as I said, the police there. So it was self-quarantined and they were there for about 10 days or 8 days. And what they did was they were mainly ordering the food. The food wasn't provided by the hotel. They had to get it themselves. So they usually used Coles Online or Woolies Online to buy the food, and then it gets delivered the next day. But on 2 occasions, the mother, they had run out of some essentials like milk, eggs, some Panadol, you know, they had 3 young kids. One of them spilled some of the milk on one occasion. And, you know, because even ordering online would take 24 hours, the mother went across the road and there's a convenience store across the road, literally across the road from the hotel, and bought some of these supplies and came back. Now, on one of the occasions, the police they conduct random checks just to see if you're at home when you're meant to be home. They came on one occasion and she was across the road, but she came back about 10 minutes later with the groceries. She was away for about 20 minutes. And then they asked the hotel reception and they provided some CCTV footage showing that she'd left 2 days earlier as well to get some supplies. She was only away for, you know, 10, 15 minutes then too. So both times, it was for a very brief period, but she did leave the quarantine. So consequently, she was charged under WA's Emergency Management Act for failing to comply with that. So there was 2 charges for the 2 occasions because she went out twice. Now the maximum penalty here in WA under that act is $50,000 or 12 months jail for each breach. So it's pretty severe. And so she pleaded guilty to the 2 offences because she had no defence. sense. I mean, you know, she did leave. And we were trying to humanise the situation to get the best possible result for her. And the magistrate, who was held in the magistrate's court here at Perth, he imposed a fine of $5,000 for the two of them. So, in other words, effectively $2,500 for each breach. And as I said, the maximum is $50,000 for each breach. So, in that sense, it was quite a good result. It could have been a lot worse. Now, some people say, you know, that's a lot of money, and it is. But from, you know, the court's point of view, COVID is a serious situation. People have died from it. There could be a second wave, you know, in WA like there was in Victoria. So the courts have to take it seriously. You know, they can't just give a slap on the wrist because then it would send the wrong message out. So I thought that was a good result in the circumstances, $2,500 effectively for each breach.
Would you like to comment that how's the family feeling? Like, were they remorseful, sad? Are they happy with this outcome?
Oh, look, I think obviously no one wants to go to court and, you know, the process, you know, is stressful for everyone, you know, going to court. Being convicted, it's not, you know, no one finds that pleasant, but I think they understand that, you know, why the legislation is in place to try and control COVID. They understand why it's there, and, you know, she made an error of judgment. She, you know, she shouldn't have, but she's remorseful about it. That's why she pleaded guilty, and we explained this to the magistrate that she's sorry, but she was just put in a difficult position. She made a lapse of judgment.
SBS Urdu, mobile, online, ya radio par.